Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day. Baby. And I'd be doggone.
That's the late, great Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for having me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ed Pointer is our guest, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back 15 years plus, author of 130-something books that are sold all over the place on a number of different topics. His website is Parapub, P-A-R-A-P-U-B.com. You can find his book, The Self-Publishing Manual, which has become my Bible for all the things that we do here in our in publishing of our books. Dan, thanks again for being here. You gave us a great tour, a great report last time, a tutorial, really, on how to get a book out of you, how to get it going, just release the juices, you know, in the beginning. So now we kind of got a book that we think we can... You know, it's starting to come together. We got something. We think that if we had a little bit of an expectation of somebody reading it, you know, we could probably put, you know, bear down a little bit and make it into a book, publish something. What do we do next?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you called your latest book "The Age of the Customer." The whole secret here is to think about who is going to buy your book, and what does that person want to know before you start writing the book. And it was a couple of years ago now, I was speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa, and just before going on, a gentleman came up to me and he says, "Hi, I was in your class down in Durban last week, and it was so good that I had to get more, and I drove all night to get here." And he says, "By the way, thank you for the Amazon idea." And I said, "Amazon idea, which one?" He said, "Well, you told me before writing the book to go to Amazon and look up 4, 5, 6 books as close to mine as possible. Think to myself, what is it, would this person interested in this book, who has bought this book and reviewed this book, you know, would they be interested in my book?" Mm-hmm. "You told me to read everything on the page, including all the reviews." He said, "That was fascinating. I found out what people liked about those books and what they didn't like." Mm-hmm. "I found out what they expected and wanted in those books and what they didn't get. And now I know exactly what to write in order to fulfill their expectations."
Wow, what a great compliment. I get it. I mean, I believe I can see how that would happen. And these are what you gave that guy was control.
That's right.
You gave him control, you gave him hope
and direction.
Exactly. Think about the authors. Think about the authors over the years who never had any hope because a big publishing company wouldn't publish their books.
Well, publishing companies, the big ones in New York, the Big Five, tend to be out of date. They're always they're trying to publish something that sold last year.
Well, they're also dinosaurs. I mean, they're on their way out.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And today, these people who are doing their own publishing, the people who are doing self-publishing, are a part of their industry, and they know what people want. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been writing parachute books, skydiving books, since 1969, and I'm a skydiver, and I know what they need and what they want.
And so what you taught us years ago, and I want you to talk a little bit about this to the audience again today, is find the communities, find the places, find the people where they are, who are interested in what you have to talk about, rather than try to have your book hang out with 100,000 other books, where maybe the people who actually want your book maybe one or two of them might show up in a year. Go find 100 of them hanging out somewhere.
That's right. And today, the new reviewers today are the blogs, because the people who run those blogs love the subject as much as you do. The people who subscribe to the blogs love the subject as much as you do. This is target marketing. This is the age of the customer.
That's right. That's exactly right. No, it's incremental. There's no question about that. So what are some other things that they can that they need to do to get? Now they've got their book. They're about to put it into final form, and they're ready. They've identified the customers, where the people are. They know, you know, they're the people they hang out with. They're the extended community of their interest, their avocation. What do they do next?
Well, this, you know, this brings us back to the blogs, because these people care about your subject as much as you do. It's 100%. Mm-hmm. This is target marketing. This isn't shooting with a shotgun and hoping you'll hit something. You want to hang out with the people who care about your subject.
Another thing, Dan, is if you know, a lot of times people who are going to write a book, they have a blog themselves. And,
that's right.
And what do you think about serializing a book before you publish it?
Well, you can pull out parts of it.
That's what I mean.
I wouldn't pull out a whole chapter, but you can certainly, your own book is going to give you ideas for things to write about in your blog, mm-hmm. and you can pull out a paragraph and then you can expand on it.
Well, right. Take a chapter and write an article about the chapter. Is what I'm talking
right.
about.
Sure.
Write a blog post. When I say serializing, I don't mean publishing the book in your blog. I mean doing your own pre-release, so to speak, of a chapter.
Sure, and it's good material because you've given it a lot of thought. You've written it down. You've edited it. Mm-hmm. You're focused on that particular subject for that particular reader. And so that's a very good way to go.
And maybe the people who will ultimately review your book are the people who liked your blog post a year before you released the book.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Parapub.com, folks. When we come back, we're gonna get this book in physical or digital form. We're going to get Dan to help us with that after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Dan's website, again, is parapub.com. Folks, if you're going to write a book, if there's a book in you, buy this book, The Self-Publishing Manual by Dan Poynter. You'll thank me later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.